This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN Atomic Agency says there's no evidence North Korea has stopped its nuclear activity. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said the continuation and further development of Pyongyang's nuclear program is a cause for grave concern. Bruce Bennett is senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
They're concerned about evidence that North Korea is separating plutonium for use in nuclear weapons. They're also concerned about North Korea highly enriched uranium production. They're concerned that there's evidence that despite Kim's claim that he's prepared to denuclearize, that he hasn't even been freezing his force, let alone denuclearizing. He's actually been nuclearizing. He's probably built 5 to 8 nuclear weapons so far this year, and that's not good.
Monday, President Donald Trump told Reuters he believed the North had taken specific steps toward denuclearization, and he would most likely meet again with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, the U.S. Tuesday announced sanctions on 2 Russian shipping companies and 6 vessels accused of transferring refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels in violation of U.N. sanctions. Deputy Treasury Secretary Sigal Mendelker testified before U.S. lawmakers.
We also designated entities and individuals that have been involved in sanctions evasion by an entity that we've recently designated in connection with their work with Russia's intelligence sector.
Russia's deputy foreign minister called recent sanctions, including those over alleged hacking, groundless and promised a response. Russia and Central African Republic Tuesday signed a military cooperation agreement. It's expected to include an exchange of delegations, education in Russian military institutes, and mutual visits. Russia has already delivered light arms to the CAR government and deployed dozens of military and civilian advisors. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, drastic new economic policies have been implemented, including a 96% devaluation of the currency, the bolivar, in an attempt to stem out-of-control inflation. Vendor Carlos España said people are confused by the changes. A pastry, he said, costs 20 sovereign bolivars, a pair of shoes, 1,800. When you pay a bus driver 100 bolivars, he said, how much change can you expect? The government of President Nicolas Maduro cut 5 zeros from the currency and pegged it to a state-backed cryptocurrency, the petro. Inflation in Venezuela has topped 82,000% in July. The plan also includes a more than 3,000% hike in the minimum wage. The opposition called for a day-long halt in commercial activity as a protest. Paul Manafort, who served briefly as campaign manager for President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, was found guilty Tuesday of 8 of 18 charges against him in his federal tax and bank fraud trial. At the same time, an attorney who worked for Mr. Trump, Mark Cohen, pled guilty to 8 counts, including campaign finance violations. The president reacted as he left for a campaign appearance.
I feel badly for both. I must tell you that Paul Manafort's a good man. He was with Ronald Reagan. He was with a lot of different people over the years, and I feel very sad about that. It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happens. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Prosecutors gave no indication Mr. Trump himself is implicated in any wrongdoing. A 95-year-old New York City man is in Germany after being deported for having served as a guard at a labor camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. Jakub Palich was expelled at the direction of President Trump. David Weprin is a New York State Assemblyman.
And I praise the president for doing that. You know, I'm a Democrat. I've opposed President Trump on a number of issues. But on this issue, he did the right thing.
The White House said Palich served as a guard at the Tronicki labor camp, where thousands of Jews were shot dead in November 1943 in one of the single largest massacres of the Holocaust. The U.S., Britain, and France have threatened a strong response to any use of chemical weapons by Syria in its effort to retake rebel-held Idlib province. The joint statement issued on the 5th anniversary of a sarin attack in Ghouta blamed on the government. Iran Tuesday unveiled its first domestic war plane, with President Hassan Rouhani insisting Tehran's military capability is aimed at deterring enemies and creating lasting peace. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.